ran up on the hill about 12 o'clock. Reached right back and got me a poke. Went to the hard one, got me a hook. Placed that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time. I'm a-going fishing too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish than you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I've let you lay. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm a-going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. I'm a-going fishing too.
This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Why Fish Radio. I am your host, Brad, and other Brad is unable to make it with us this week. As most of you can tell, Why Fish Radio is a little late this week, and that's due to Brad being up in Canada on a fly-in and myself being on some sales meetings for my day job, which has held up the show. Anyway, to get a show up this week, we went back to an interview that we had here a few months back with a good friend of Why Fish Radio, Jason Durham. You may have read his article that we have up on our site. And I had a really interesting talk with Jason Durham. Not only is he a fishing guide and professional for Crestliner Pro Staff, but he is also a kindergarten teacher for his day job. So he has a really interesting perspective that fits right into the Why Fish concept. Anyway, without further ado, I'm going to move us on here, but before I get there, I'm going to remind you that Why Fish Radio is brought to you by Cats on the Red up at Lockport, Manitoba, our good friend Stu McKay. From what I'm hearing, the cats are just hot right now up there, so make your reservations with Stu and get up there while the fishing's good and the water's high. So without further ado, here's our interview with Jason Durham. Right now I'm joined by fishing guide, Crestliner professional, Jason Durham, works out of the Park Rapids, Minnesota area, is good enough to join me. So Jason, welcome to Why Fish.
Thanks a lot, Brad. I'm happy to be here and excited to talk fishing with you.
That sounds great. As you know, with Why Fish, we talk about the Why Fish concept, which is basically bare bones, have fun fishing, and get started, how to get started. So let's start out the simple part. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to be Jason Durham, professional fisherman.
Well, Brad, like you mentioned before, I live in Park Rapids, Minnesota, which is in the north central part of the state, and I've been fishing since I was too young to walk. I went with my father and my mother when they'd take excursions out on the lake and would actually sleep in the bottom of the boat, and have enjoyed being out on the water ever since. When I turned 15, I was working in a tackle shop, and a gentleman came in looking for a fishing guide, and we only had one other person in the area that actually accommodated anglers for guiding. And we contacted that guide and he was booked. And so the person said, well, maybe you could tell me a little bit about the lake that I'm going to be fishing. And as I started to fill him in, he turned to me and said, well, why don't you guide me? And I was 15 years old, and I said, because I'm not a guide. And he said, well, I'll pay you $35 for the day. And at that time, I was making about $4 an hour working retail, and I thought that sounded pretty good. So the next day, my father launched the boat for me, and I did my first guide job. Loved it. We had a very successful trip, and researched what it took to start a small business in Minnesota and become a guide, and started to do that when I was the old age of 15, and have done that ever since. And I'm 28 now, so this will be my 14th year of guiding.
So you've got a fairly storied history already in your young age. Let's back up to when you were just getting started. What were the species that your grandparents were targeting when you were just a little kid that basically hooked you on fishing?
You know, that's an interesting question. You know, as most youngsters do, they are intrigued by catching fish, period. And I was too. Crappies, sunfish. My grandparents actually owned a resort on a small lake, and they had sold it before I was born, but we revisited that resort every year and would catch a lot of nice crappie and sunfish. But at some point there, my interest turned to catching fish that were a little bit larger, a little bit more of a fight to them. And one other thing that kind of prompted me to take this endeavor into fishing was an angler that has recently passed away. His name was Virgil Ward, and I used to watch him on TV weekly, and my grandfather would always comment, someday you're going to become a professional fisherman. And this was when I was only 5 years old. And I did.
Well, I'm going to change gears a little from how you got started, and I'm going to come back to that here shortly. Now, I understand that you're a kindergarten teacher by trade, and I have a feeling that this somehow works into the world of fishing and your views on getting people started in fishing. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely, Brad. I am a kindergarten teacher. I have a degree in elementary education from the University of North Dakota, and I also have a master's degree in education. So, kids are important to me. I believe that education is extremely important, both for children and adults. But teaching a child how to fish is a lot different than teaching a child arithmetic and handwriting. They're two separate entities. The challenge then is finding ways to bring them together. For instance, in the classroom, I incorporate fishing into thematic units where we'll take a short period of time, maybe a week, to introduce fishing across the curriculum. We might do science projects that look at fishing. We might look at fish. In fact, in my classroom, I've got a 55-gallon aquarium. One year I had musky fingerlings in the aquarium. Another year I had a largemouth bass. Last year I actually had 18 bullheads, and that was very interesting for the kids. They were, and the kids just loved to watch them. They would become mesmerized by them. We also do art projects with fish. We do reading about fish. We do math with fish, and we do just about everything except to actually go out onto the lake and fish. But the kids do have an opportunity to do that in the summer as I teach some different classes, Intro to Fishing for Kids, where they can take an excursion with me out on the water. And it's actually financially supported by a private organization. And the kids can take that program free of charge. So as we get out onto the water, I'm a teacher again. I'm teaching them about the outdoors and about angling. And it's not just about fishing and catching fish. It's about becoming a conservationist and a steward of the outdoors.
Do you think that with everything you just talked about, incorporating fishing into math and reading and art, do you think it helps keep the kids' attention span to their actual education?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the most important aspects of learning is that it's relative. You know, if I want to learn about fishing, I'm going to read about it because I'm interested in it. Same with kids. If you want to teach them about a certain topic, they have to have some level of interest in it. This is just another way that we can make it exciting. And because of the area that I live in, where we've got many lakes and the kids have many opportunities to spend time on the water, it's personally relevant to them. They've experienced a day out on the water. They've caught a fish before. They know what it's like, and they can draw reference from those experiences and apply it to, like you say, math, reading, across the curriculum.
Now, as these kids get older, and we hear it all the time from different people and different organizations, that kids who are exposed to fishing and who like to fish and get out and spend time with their families tend to stay out of trouble, and I believe that that's true. What's your feelings on that subject?
Oh, I totally agree. You know, if you look at the schedules of children, especially right now, where they're involved in many different activities, sports, things that take them away from the family, you look at where they're going to take that activity as they progress through life. Many of those things end when the child finishes high school or finishes college, but angling is something that the kids can enjoy for their entire life. And it's not an activity that you necessarily have to enjoy by yourself. It's a great family activity. It's a great activity to enjoy with a friend. You know, if you go out on the water, Invite somebody to go with you. If there's a child down the street that maybe doesn't have a parent or doesn't have a way to experience an excursion out on the lake, call them up, invite them with.
Parents getting their kids, say the kid wants to go fishing and they're not so fortunate to have a teacher like yourself who is into it and willing to take them out. Do you have any advice for a parent or a grandparent or even another teacher on how to incorporate this into the child's upbringing?
Oh, yeah. You know, the big thing to remember is that there's no one answer to taking somebody out on a fishing trip. Okay, there's no preconceived model, but you just need to be willing to experiment. Stop in at a tackle shop. Ask lots of questions. You know, speaking of teaching and learning, as an adult, you don't want to stop learning either. You could take the most experienced, seasoned tournament angler, and they are still a student. They're still learning day to day about all the activity that they've had on the water. Did they catch fish in this area? Did they catch fish in an area that supposedly they shouldn't? Parents need to think about that too. Experiment, try different things, and let your children know that that's okay as well. You know, when you go out on the body of water, you might want to keep a fishing log. Write down the weather. Write down what you used for bait. Write down where you fished, what you caught, or possibly what you didn't catch. So next time you can change something and possibly have a successful trip out on the water.
Well, I think you bring a lot of great insight here. And I also understand that bass fishing is kind of your specialty, and I would really like to have you come back and join me for a bass show. Will you do that, Jason?
Absolutely. I'd love to talk about fishing bass.
That sounds great. Before I sign off for this episode of Why Fish, Jason, why don't you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, hire you as a guide, hire you as a speaker, and whatever it is you do as a professional fisherman. Take it away.
Well, the easiest way to contact me is by phone. You can actually call me personally at my residence. The number is area code 218-237-2092, and that's for Go Fish Guide Service, and to contact me about speaking or presenting for your organization.
That sounds good. Thanks a lot, Jason. We hope to speak to you again. Well, I'd really like to thank Jason Durham for joining us here on Why Fish Radio. And we are going to be getting some fresh shows. We've already got the appointments made. We've got a lot to talk about. There's been a lot of fishing on Devil's Lake, a lot of fishing up in Canada. Brad's just got back from an amazing trip. Got a little river flooding. We also have to announce our winner of the contest for the guided trip with Ken Hollins over at Trophy Cat Adventures. So for another week, I'm Brad, and other Brad will be back with us next week. So keep your hook in the water, your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad. For more information, log on to our website at why-fish.com.